Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for March 10th, 2022. Sorry, I can't seem to talk correctly today. It is Poptail Weekly, and it is March 10th, 2022. So normally we would be doing these on a Wednesday night, but I was traveling back from out of town Wednesday night, so here we are. So today we're playing The Magic Door, and before we get to that game, I just want to remind you that Poptail is on social media. We are at Poptail Social on Twitter. We are Poptail on Twitter and Facebook, sorry. And we are also on YouTube at Poptail, P-O-P-T-A-L-E. That's tail is in story, not tail is in dog. So we're going to check out this game today, and it is an old one, but a goodie. And this is a game that I have played a little bit, but a very long time ago. So this is The Magic Door, and this is one of those that when I ask people about skills, this one tends to come up more than often than not. So, The Magic Door. The Magic Door is an Alexa-powered interactive adventure game with an original story. You can tell Alexa what choices to make as you explore a magical land with various regions, including a forest, sea, garden, and a castle. You will collect hidden items, solve riddles, and help magical creatures. So the description of the skill also kind of gives us the order in which we should go in. We don't necessarily have to go in that order, and I'm not going to play the entire skill. There are apparently a number of different choices, a number of different stories, and a number of different outcomes. So I thought we would just take a look at a few of them, give this a couple run-throughs, see how it goes, and see how we like it. So I do, of course, want to thank everyone for being here. It is, as always, awesome to be doing these for you guys. And I will point out at the beginning of this stream, I always point out the end, but at the beginning, I'm just going to point this out. If you think there is a skill I should be doing, or maybe you don't agree with one of my reviews, or would like me to expound further on a game that I have played on a past episode, you can always drop a comment on these videos, or let us know on social media. Again, we are Poptail Social on Twitter, Poptail on Facebook, and Poptail right here on YouTube. And hello to Nikita, who's tuned in, and Random Videos, who dropped a comment as well. So here we go, Magic Door, or The Magical Door. Oh, no, Magic Door, not magical. That's important to know, because I'll need to know the invocation name to start it. So here we go. Ziggy, open Magic Door.
Welcome to the Magic Door. In front of us is a land of adventures.
Also, it's really interesting
we
that it's using...
We can explore this land together.
That voice.
Our journey depends on the choices we make.
So I don't know if these are pre-recorded.
Your first choice begins here, with three roads. One leads to the mountains. Another leads to the sea. The last is a spooky path into the dark forest. Would you like to go to the mountains, to the sea, or to the dark forest?
The mountains.
We walk toward the mountains. There is a fork in the road leading to two paths.
Hmm.
One is a dirt path leading into the forest. Another is a stone path leading to a flower garden. Would you like to take the forest path or the garden path?
The garden path.
Okay, follow me into the flower garden.
See, now it
Let's walk
switches.
On the stone path.
That's kind of weird. I have to remember that.
The path wanders past colorful flowers and takes a turn, leading to a wooden fence with an open gate. A fuzzy white rabbit sits next to the gate.
The bunny!
Should we go through the gate, stay in the garden, or talk to the rabbit?
Talk to the rabbit.
We approach the rabbit. He suddenly speaks to us.
Hello. I have lost my magical eggs beyond this garden gate. Please find them as soon as you can, and bring them to me at the castle. If you find all six eggs, I will have something special for you. You may also keep whatever you find inside the eggs. At any time, if you want to know what eggs you have collected, just ask, what items do I have? Good luck.
Should we go through the gate, stay in the garden, or talk to the rabbit?
Stay in the garden.
Okay, we will stay in the garden. There are lovely flowers and lush bushes all around us. We see a dirt path directly in front of us heading through the flowers. We also see a beautiful rose garden off to the right. Should we take the dirt path or go into the rose garden? We could also go back to the wooden gate.
Go back to the gate.
We turn around and walk again on the stone
path.
The path wanders past colorful flowers and takes a turn, leading to a wooden fence with an open gate. A fuzzy white rabbit sits next
to the
gate.
Bunny.
Should we go through the gate, stay in the garden, or talk to the rabbit?
Go through the gate.
Okay, we step through the open gate into a grove of tall trees. A beautiful flower lies on the ground in front of us.
Flower!
I pick it up, and it suddenly sprouts wings.
Uh-oh.
It is a little fairy. She wants us to follow her. Should we follow the fairy or turn around, back to the garden?
Follow the fairy.
We walk toward the fairy through the trees. She flies in front of us and we follow. We come upon a long line of daisies. The fairy stops and speaks to us.
The princess needs your help. Follow the daisies.
Then she disappears. Should we follow the daisies or find the fairy?
Follow the daisies.
We follow the daisies through the trees. They seem to go on forever. As we walk along, we hear the sound of water. We follow the daisies down a short hill and directly to a rocky creek.
Oh.
There are boulders making a path across the creek to the other side. The daisies do not cross the creek. They run next to the creek on our side. Peeking out from the daisies next to the creek is a small brown basket. Maybe we should look at the basket. If you want to, say look at the basket. Should we cross on the boulders or stay with the daisies?
Look at the basket.
We look more closely at the brown basket and the daisies.
Are there eggs?
Inside the basket is a purple egg.
Yeah, we found an egg.
It pops open. We find two pieces of candy inside. We each eat a piece. Yum. That was delicious. I will keep the purple egg safe for the rabbit. Should we cross on the boulders or stay with the daisies?
Stay with the daisies.
Okay, we continue to follow the daisies alongside the creek. A scraggly little troll suddenly jumps out from behind a tree and yells.
Stop, travelers! You must answer my riddle correctly or you shall not pass.
Should we talk to the troll or turn around and run?
Talk to the troll.
Okay, I tell the troll that we will try to answer his riddle. He excitedly claps his hands and jumps happily in the air.
Perfect! Now listen carefully. What fancy hat sits proudly on your head, but can't protect you from rain or sun?
Do you know the answer?
My skull?
You have one purple egg. If you'd like to know more about an item, ask me to describe it. Do you know the answer?
Hair?
I think I know what it is. It's either crown or fedora.
Oh.
Which should we try?
Crown.
The troll jumps with glee again.
Should have known that.
He bows to us and bids us farewell as we continue on the path of daisies. The path takes us into a patch of clover. Listen. Do you hear someone crying? We look around and see a young woman sitting in the clover with her head down. She calls to us and we run to her.
I am Princess Daisy, and I have lost my crown.
Uh-oh.
Should we help the princess or continue walking past her?
Help the princess.
Okay, I tell the princess we will help her and she stops crying. She stands up and explains that she set her crown down on a nearby rock when she stopped here to look for four-leaf clovers.
All right.
When she returned to the rock, her crown was gone.
Oh no.
She has looked for hours and cannot find it. Tonight is the annual royal ball, and she must wear her crown. Should we look for it here in the clover or go back to the troll?
Go back to the troll. I bet the troll
took it. Okay, we return to the daisy path, where we hear giggling. The troll suddenly appears again.
Travelers, answer my next riddle correctly, and you will have what you are looking for.
Oh.
When 3 becomes 4. What little green plant is struck with luck?
Clover.
Yes! How smart you are!
He reaches into his burlap sack and pulls out a shiny gold crown.
Yay,
he hands it to you,
the crown.
And we quickly return to the clover to find the princess. She is ecstatic when she sees the crown. You hand her the crown, and
this
she hands
fun.
Us a small pink box. I wonder what's inside.
Now come with me to the royal ball. We must hurry. It starts very soon.
Should we go with the princess, or go back to the wooden gate?
Go with the princess.
She is very excited that we have decided to go with her. We all walk together, briskly, past the clover and into a dense forest. It is dark now, but we soon see lights and hear music. The forest ends, and before us stands a stone castle.
The
princess leads us through the front gates and into a courtyard. In the courtyard, we see the rabbit from the garden sitting on a bench. The princess runs past the rabbit, and places the crown on her head. She goes straight through the main castle door. The castle door then shuts in front of us. It is now the magic door, and we have reached the end of this adventure.
Oh,
would you like to open the magic door, or talk to the rabbit?
Talk to the rabbit.
Okay. Let's talk to the rabbit. He asks us if we have found any eggs. We show him what we have.
I'm sorry. You have not found all 6 eggs. Please come back when you have found more, and I will give you a special prize.
Now, if you'd like to go back to the wooden gate, say, go back to the wooden gate. Would you like to open the magic door, or talk to the rabbit?
Go back to the wooden gate.
We turn around and walk back through the trees. Before long, we are back at the wooden
gate. All right, cool.
We step through it. A beautiful flower lies on the ground in front of us. I pick it up, and it suddenly sprouts wings.
We know that that's
it is a little fairy. She wants us to follow her. Should we follow the fairy or turn around, back to the garden?
Follow the fairy. I'm going to go across the
stream. We walk toward
the
fairy through the trees. She flies in front of us and we follow. We come upon a long line of daisies. The fairy stops and speaks to us.
The princess needs your help. Follow the daisies.
Then she disappears. Should we follow the daisies or find the fairy?
Find the fairy.
Okay, we walk all around looking for the fairy. We can't find her.
Uh-oh.
However, we see a cloud of fairy dust ahead. I think something is hidden inside the fairy dust. Would you like to return to the daisies or look at the fairy dust?
Look at the fairy dust.
We look more closely at the cloud of fairy dust. As we approach it, the wind blows, and the dust scatters.
Is it an egg?
Laying on the ground is a blue egg.
Yay!
I pick up the egg, and it pops open. Oh. There are 2 coins inside. I will keep the coins for us, and keep the egg for the rabbit.
Okay.
Would you like to return to the daisies or look at the fairy dust?
Return to the daisies.
Let's go back to the daisies.
All right.
We quickly find them and start following them through more trees. They seem to go on forever. As we walk along, we hear the sound of water. We follow the daisies down a short hill and directly to a rocky creek. There are boulders making a path across the creek to the other side. The daisies do not cross the creek. They run next to the creek on our side.
Mm-hmm.
Peeking out from the daisies next to the creek is a small brown basket. Maybe we should look at the basket. If you want to, say look at the basket. Should we cross on the boulders or stay with the daisies?
Cross on the boulders.
Okay, we carefully cross 4 boulders through the bubbling creek.
1, 2, 3,
when we
4.
Reach the other side, we climb up a small hill and immediately run into a steep rock mountain that seems to run forever in both directions.
Uh-oh.
On the ground, we see a pile of rocks. I wonder if there's something hiding in those rocks. Would you like to go back to the creek, or look at the rocks?
Look at the rocks.
We look more closely at the pile of rocks. You pick up a few rocks from the pile and see something yellow underneath. It is a yellow egg.
Yay!
I pick it up, and it pops open. Wow! There is a little, yellow bird inside. The bird sings us a song. How nice! The bird then flies away into the trees.
Oh.
I will keep the yellow egg safe for the rabbit. Would you like to go back to the creek, or look at the rocks?
Go back to the creek.
We return to the creek and cross back over the boulders again.
So where can we go?
We continue to follow the daisies alongside the creek. Suddenly, a scraggly little troll jumps out from behind a tree and yells.
Stop, travelers! You must answer my riddle correctly, or you shall not pass.
Should we talk to the troll or turn around and run?
Turn around and run. It's a scary troll.
Hurry. Let's get out of here. We run along the creek the way we came. Just as we are about to go back up the hill, the troll appears in front of us again. It seems we can't escape him. We must talk to him. I tell the troll that we will try to answer his riddle. He claps and jumps excitedly.
Perfect! Now listen carefully. What fancy hat sits proudly on your head, but can't protect you from rain or sun?
Do you know the answer?
Crown.
The troll jumps
with
glee
again.
We did
this already, that's how I know it.
Correct!
He bows to us and bids us farewell
as we
continue
on
the path
of
daisies. The path takes us into a patch of clover. Listen. Do you hear someone crying? We look around and see a young woman sitting in the clover with her head down. She calls to us and we run to her.
We're not gonna find...
I am Princess
Daisy. Yes, I know.
And I have lost my crown.
We found your crown.
Should we help the princess or continue walking past her?
Continue walking.
Okay,
find those eggs.
I tell the princess that we cannot help, and we walk past her through the clover.
It's going to make us help her, isn't it?
The clover patch ends, and we come upon a dense forest.
This is a
completely new area. I believe if we go into the forest, we will exit the garden adventure and find ourselves on a whole new adventure.
If you don't
want to start a new adventure, we should return to the princess. Should we return to the princess or go into the forest?
Return to the princess.
Okay, we walk back to the princess and tell her we will help her. She stops crying and explains that she set her crown down on a nearby rock when she stopped here to look for four-leaf clovers. When she returned to the rock, her crown was gone.
Almost have all the eggs.
She has looked for hours and cannot find it. Tonight is the annual royal ball, and she must wear her crown. Should we look for it here in the clover or go back to the troll?
Clover.
We will look among the clover. The clover is thick and tall. We search for a while, but do not find a crown. However, we do see some other shiny object in the clover. The sun is starting to set and the royal ball will start soon. Maybe we should look at the shiny object. Or we could walk back to the daisy path. What do you think we should do?
Look at the shiny object.
We look closer at the shiny object. You pick it up. It is a small, shiny gold pouch. You open it, and inside is a green egg.
Yay, an egg!
The egg suddenly pops open. And inside, we find a green key. I will keep the green key for us, and keep the egg for the rabbit. What do you think we should do?
Go to the path?
We walk back to the path of daisies. We soon hear giggling. The troll suddenly appears in front of us. He tells us to stop and answer another riddle.
When 3 becomes 4, what little green plant is struck with luck?
Do you know the answer?
Clover.
Yes! How smart you are!
I know.
He reaches into his burlap sack and pulls out a shiny gold crown. He hands
it
to
you, too.
And we quickly return to the clover to find the princess. She is ecstatic when she sees the crown.
So we got that.
You hand her the crown, and she hands us a small pink box. I wonder what's inside.
Oh, we should open the box.
Now come with me to the royal ball. We must hurry. It starts very soon.
Should we go with the princess, or go back to the wooden gate?
Open the box.
Okay. You open the pink box. Inside of it is a pink egg.
Yay!
The egg pops open. There is a tiny note inside. It reads, "The code for the clock door is hidden in the desk, inside the tower."
Oh.
And then, before I can pocket the note, it disappears.
Poof.
In a tiny puff of smoke. Oh well. I take the pink egg and keep it for the rabbit. Should we go with the princess, or go back to the wooden gate?
What are my items?
You have one blue egg, two coins, one green egg, one green key, one pink egg, one purple egg, and one yellow egg. If you'd like to know more about an item, ask me to describe it. Should we go with the princess, or go back to the wooden gate?
Go back to the gate.
Okay, we say goodbye to the princess and head back toward the garden gate by walking on the daisy path. It is getting dark though, and we see a light in the forest. We follow the light. It is coming from a window in what looks like a shed. We walk closer to it. It is a shed with a small door right in the middle. Do you want to return to the princess, open the shed door, or go back to the wooden gate?
Go back to the gate?
We keep walking through the trees. Before long, we are back at the wooden gate and we pass through it. A beautiful flower lies on the ground in front of us. I pick it up, and it suddenly sprouts
it's
wings.
It's the fairy. So I need one more egg.
It is a little fairy. She wants us to follow her. Should we follow the fairy or turn around, back to the garden?
Turn around.
Should we follow the fairy or turn around, back to the garden?
Back to the garden.
Okay, we turn around and head back to the garden. We again pass through the wooden gate, back to where we started. We see a dirt path directly in front of us heading through the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
We also see a beautiful rose garden off to the right. Should we take the dirt path or go into the rose garden? We could also go back to the wooden gate.
Rose garden.
Okay. We see a gravel path going into the rose garden, and we walk on it together. The path leads us through a garden of colorful and fragrant white and red roses. It then runs into an open patch of soil just beyond the roses. It looks like someone is preparing this area for planting. Would you like to go back to the wooden gate, or go back to the dirt path?
Gate.
Would you like to go back to the wooden gate, or go back to the dirt path?
Gate. Wooden gate?
No. Would you like to go back to the wooden gate, or go back to the dirt path?
Go back to the wooden gate.
We walk back through the rose garden and past the big oak tree.
Okay, so we got
the path wanders
the
past
bunny.
Colorful flowers and takes a turn, leading to a wooden fence with an open gate. A fuzzy white rabbit sits next to the gate. Should we go through the gate, stay in the garden, or talk to the rabbit?
Talk to the rabbit.
We approach the rabbit. He suddenly speaks to us.
Hey, Mr. Bunny.
Hello. I have lost my magical eggs beyond this garden gate.
I found 5 of them.
Please find them as soon as you can, and bring them to me at the castle. If you find all 6
eggs,
I will have
through.
Something special for you. You may also keep whatever you find inside the eggs. At any time, if you want to know what eggs you have collected, just ask, what items do I have? Good luck.
Should we go through the gate, stay in the garden, or talk to the rabbit?
Quit. Okay, so we are missing an egg, but it's pretty fun. So that is one of the original games. And that is the magic door. And that is just a sample of what's in this thing. There's a lot of different paths. The description sort of gives us like the path we should follow and sort of kind of walks us through like the order we want to go in. But it is a long adventure. Definitely a lot to do there. And definitely something you should check out if you have not already. And it is on the Alexa App Store. Or the skill store. So again, that is the magic door. Next week, I'll have another great skill for you guys. As always, make sure you follow us on social media. We are Poptale Social, P-O-P-T-A-L-E Social on Twitter. We are Poptale on Facebook, and we are Poptale on YouTube. So I think that kind of brings us to the end for today. Again, we are here every week, normally on Wednesday nights. This week it was just a little different, but we are here on the Poptale channel, on VoiceSpark, and on my personal channel. Make sure if you haven't already, make sure that you have subscribed to us on YouTube. We are Poptale on YouTube. Let's keep those numbers climbing. Last I looked, we were at 149 subscribers, so if we can get that number going up a little higher, that would be great. But big thanks to everyone who tunes in. Thanks to everyone who watches these, whether you watch them live or you watch them later. I will see you guys later. As always, good night and goodbye.